Hey everyone, I'm Madonna and this is David, and we're here for your tip of the day.
The tip of the day. What's the tip of the day, Madonna?
Well, we were just chatting about empathy, and that seemed to be a much huger topic than a tip of the day, but I like your how empathy's disappearing at the moment,
Right.
how it's being damaged.
Okay. Well, I studied this. I studied this particularly. It's an area of research on particularly the negative sides of empathy. And so basically, what it comes down to is that if we have cognitive empathy, in other words, agree with their story.
Yes.
Cognitive empathy with someone who's immoral, it disorientates the affect empathy, which is feeling empathy, disorientates, changes
Right.
its direction,
Yep.
and makes us become more like the immoral person.
How interesting.
Isn't that
So what
interesting?
happens when we have empathy with someone who isn't immoral?
The opposite.
The opposite. So we become more like that person.
That's right. So if we have empathy towards good people, we'll get a good effect. And not only that, it'll reattune our emotional empathy and make it go in the right direction.
So I suppose the tip of the day is to be careful who you have empathy with.
Perhaps,
So if
yeah.
someone is immoral and there are things that really don't sit nicely with your heart and your mind and your soul,
Yeah,
then
with immoral, that was the word they used in the
yeah,
study.
so then really be careful who we're being empathic with.
But that can happen, but that doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be l like little more subtle things too. But there's been a lot of study on the negative sides of empathy, and it kind of works like that. That we develop a, if we believe people who are manipulating us, for example,
Yeah.
and so it doesn't only have to, it can happen in a big social event like
Yep.
a group. Like groups of say male or female,
Yep.
or it might be in a family system.
Yep.
Like in family systems, when you've got really highly deregulated family systems or narcissists,
Yep.
there's a family narrative
Yeah.
that keeps it in this sort of low quality homeostasis,
Right.
and it keeps the people in charge in charge. And the people who need empathy, if they don't get it because the
Right.
affect empathy is disorientated towards the narcissist
Right.
or the abusive person,
Yes. Yeah. And I suppose
ironically.
it's similar to that sort of thing where we know that the six major people we hang around, we're more likely to say financially. You know, so when you start hanging around people with more money, there's like an increase in the ability to see opportunities and
Right,
to make decisions. So,
because we can integrate more out of that equation in that
yes.
direction.
Whereas if you are with people who no one has any money, then you're more likely to be in a situation where that continues to flow or a lack of flow. So yeah, okay. So a similar thing with empathy.
Right, isn't that
Interesting.
interesting?
Okay. Oh, and I just want to finish with this. Peace is not when everyone agrees. It's when we can respect our disagreements and still play in the sandbox together.
And a good way to put more than arguing about something, it's like some people like classical music, some people like rock and roll.
Yeah.
So no one will ever agree because people actually like different things.
Yeah. What a concept. We're all different.
Isn't that interesting?
Excellent. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.